On a day when the Dunnington event is taking place and we're on location in association with PharmaNor Nutritional Supplements Limited, I have to say there is only one place to really be, actually, for the majority of the summer season. It is the York Maze. It's the award-winning York Maze. And although Natalie Tuck and her mum, Jill, are on their way, and I believe that Katrina Lakin is making her welcome journey to the maze, currently I'm just sitting here being royally entertained. I say that quite literally, royally entertained by the man with the hat, the man who has already celebrated the joys of Mad Hat Day at the York Maze, the creator and founder of the York Maze, Tom Pearcey. Yay, Tom!
Good morning, Alex. Good morning.
I'm just sort of sensing almost a calm before the storm here, because we're in a wonderful, cool area here, but it is a day where sunscreen, I think, is essential, or hats.
Yeah, absolutely. It's now 9:45, so we open in 15 minutes. As you say, this is the lull before the storm, so it's lovely and quiet. There's a few staff wandering around, and they're all in their hats as well. Any staff that have forgotten their hats are wearing plastic buckets on their heads today, either green or yellow, obviously, maze colours. So yes, today is Mad Hat Day at the maze. We're encouraging all the visitors to wear the craziest hat possible, and every crazy hat we spot, we give a pound to charity on the day. So we're trying to raise some money for breast cancer awareness today. And yeah, it's just great fun, and with the heat we've got today, you know, hats are kind of essential.
In association with PharmaNor Nutritional Supplements Limited, we are actually on location, we being, of course, Southside Broadcasting. Thankfully, Tom Pearce has arrived just as his wonderful number one soul here has been explaining to us about maps and various other things. We've also got the fabulous Natalie Tuck. How are you, Natalie?
Oh, sorry, I was thinking,
different
where's
world.
The nearest place to get sun cream, you know?
I've got sun cream in the car. I'll bring some for you. And, of course, we've got Jill, who's with us as well. Jill, how are you?
I'm fine, Alex.
Excellent. Okay, we, of course, done a bit of the York Maze. We're now speaking to
Hazel.
Hazel, you are such an important person because you're in the store here. You're wearing, I'd say, more of a fascinator than a hat, really, but it is Mad Hat Day.
Fascinating hat, Alex.
Nice.
Yeah, we're celebrating Mad Hat Day here at York Maze, celebrating crazy hats and raising money for charity.
Exactly so, and we'll find out more about that from Tom in a few moments. But talk to us about what you're just handing out to the team here.
Everyone gets an entry card, which includes a few health and safety things, and there's also challenges for you to do as you go around the maze, so 6 points to find around the maze. If you find all 6 points, you can enter our free prize draw. There's also a Morse code maze and a competition to design next year's maze. And on the back of every entry card is just a map of everything else we have on site.
She does that very well, Tom. I'm very impressed. I mean, obviously, you keep the staff well sorted throughout. Just wander over here. It's got, you know, battery power has been fully restored. That's an in-joke, but we know all about that. Tom, as your number one girl actually said on the front desk here, we weren't able to make it last year because of the Doctor Who system, but every year is a good year at the York Maze. I say because of the Doctor Who system. It was a Doctor Who celebration last year because every year has a theme.
It does indeed. And this year's theme is straight-talking, outspoken Yorkshireman.
I see. Yeah, because I wondered, Alex said it was Yorkshireman, but I wondered what the selection process was. But now I know, your choices make sense.
They have to be quite rude, straight-talking, a little bit arrogant, quite noisy, all the things we love about Yorkshire.
And so who are these? Is it three, I believe?
Three, yeah.
Who are they?
Number one is Geoffrey Boycott, the straight-talking Yorkshire opening bat, who is now on TMS, regularly heard. Jeremy Clarkson, a lot of people don't know he's from Yorkshire, he's from Doncaster, another straight-talking Yorkshireman.
Before we move on to the next reveal, Natalie, the quote that Jeremy Clarkson actually sent is a genuine gem, really. I mean, it's one that you can probably see being used by academics in years to come. Would you like to hear this quote?
What was his quote? I don't
his quote? What was Jeremy's quote?
I am glad to be in a field.
Genius, isn't it?
Genius, yeah. Wow, what a man, eh?
And the next one, of course, is
The inevitable Brian Blessed.
Who was here for the opening day, of course.
And shall I throw it in there?
Yeah, go on.
Gordon's alive.
Fantastic.
Yes, okay, more than that, of course, we mentioned obviously the fantastic reason for Wear a Hat Day. It's not just to actually prevent melanoma and skin cancers, obviously keep yourself cool in the shade and so on, but it is for a good cause as well, which is?
Yeah, we're raising money for breast cancer today, so yeah, if you wear a hat to the maze, we donate a pound to charity.
And there we are, you see, as Jill, obviously all sorted through on that basis, the baseball cap is there.
Yes, promoting coal, which is another good old Yorkshire thing in this area.
Qualifies as a mad hat, though, is it? It's a hat, but not to be confused with a mad. This is a mad hat.
I think you're quite right, and
as I say, Hazel also
pretty lame as a hat, actually. I mean, but I can't talk because I'm not got one on.
Hazel is a great hat.
I'll show you the hats we are offering to people today.
Let's do that. I'll just grab a couple of sort of bits and pieces in betwixt times, and we'll go off on our whole routine here and say bye for now, Hazel, and away we go to find some more little hats as we walk through the shop and so on. We should hopefully be joined in a few moments by Katrina Lakin. So here we are, Tom, on the outside.
Alex, at the front of the Ivor store, our lovely gift shop. And over here we have maize coloured hats. Try one on.
This is a photo shoot.
Look at that.
It's superb. I mean, for a moment I just thought instant flashback to the flower pot man.
And look, it comes with this fine accessory. It's like a hat and a necklace all in one, actually, isn't it?
A green plastic bucket with a spade hanging underneath.
Never let it be said that you don't go the distance for these location reports, Natalie.
I know, yeah.
Also available in yellow.
Exactly. We've got some new attractions, Tom, since last we were here, because not only have we got the Maze of Illusions, we've got an interesting maze, or we've actually got an interesting experience, which enables us to experience anti-gravity and more.
Yes, it's called Colonel Colonel's House of Corn Fusion. Do you see what I've done there?
Wow, yeah. your names are great, really, you know.
Colonel Colonel's House of Corn Fusion, and also new for this year, we've got something called the Mineshaft Maze, which is a kind of crawl-through maze attraction, which you'll be glad to try later on, Alex.
Yes. Lots of awards, of course, for the York Maze. We're going to have a look in a few moments at the Hall of Fame, but literally, you're just hoovering them up, aren't you?
Yeah, we do okay, actually. We have won quite a few awards. We're very proud of our staff here at the Maze. They're all recruited very carefully and very happy outgoing guys, as you'll see them all wearing their crazy hats today.
We make our way to the sort of the main sort of entry. We'll have a look at the awards as well. We've got Jill doing all sorts of photographs there. We will be getting photographs of Natalie for the website and a whole team of other folk.
Keep this on?
I think for the duration, Natalie, until we get the photo shoot sorted out. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I would agree. It's all for charity.
Exactly. Now, we've entered a fairly calm area, as we used to find it earlier this morning, sort of calm before the maze here. Tom has spotted another member of staff here with a very interesting collection of hats. In fact, it's a wonderful designer. This is Josh, of course, here. Josh, wearing, how would you define your own sort of Cup King hat?
Well, it's a ring of paper cups, duct taped together superbly, I have to say, with Cup King written on in Sharpie.
This is what makes the York Maze to stand out, Tom, in every sense of the word. And Vicky has also confirmed that she's wearing matching hats with herself, Natalie.
Yeah, I find my hat twin. Yeah, we look great, to be honest. Accessories and everything, it's fabulous.
We'll get a whole read. As I say, this is the award-winning reason why we're standing by the award-winning board. Natalie, would you like to chat to Tom about these fantastic winning scenarios and certificates?
Yeah, Tom, you've got a lot, haven't you? And you were just saying you need another board? You've got
loads. We do, yeah. We do like our awards. And we're shortlisted this year for the White Rose Yorkshire Awards, again, for customer service. And we had great fun last year at the Yorkshire Awards. It was in Leeds, big, snazzy awards ceremony. And we were shortlisted for our Hallow Scream event, so we all went in Halloween fancy dress.
And so do you think it kind of helps bring new people who maybe don't know about the maze winning these awards? Does it help get your name out?
Yeah, I mean, it all helps. You know, we can put on the leaflet that we're, you know, the award-winning York Maze, and that always carries a bit more weight. But it's also a reward for the staff. You know, if the staff win awards for customer service and things, you know, it's a great pat on the back for them as well. So I like to enter really just to you know, try and give them a chance to feel some reward for all the hard work they put in.
Do you have the same staff come back each year?
We have a kind of a management team that stay in place, and then it's all seasonal staff because we're only open for 7 weeks in the summer and then 2 weeks at Halloween. So we tend to get about a third of the staff come back each year because of most of them are students. So they're on a 3-year kind of university cycle, and we have a similar setup here. So we tend to have quite a high churn, but they're put through a grueling audition process where they have to go on stage and perform various songs and dances and acts and things. It's unlike any other audition process.
Maze factor.
Well, yeah, it is. We do kind of say, you
for
know,
amazing staff.
We do want amazing staff, and that's why we do it. You know, and it does kind of find a special sort of person that enjoys having fun. And you know, we have sort of values here, and our main value that we talk about is happiness and laughter. And we just want the staff to have fun, and you know, that kind of rubs off onto the visitors. And yeah, it's just a great way for us to run the place, and everyone's happy, and it's great.
Yeah, great. Alex?
Looking at some of the new things since last we were here, which is two amazing years ago, the Cornmobile is over there, I see, and you've got some interesting vehicles as well that have added to this whole system.
Yeah, you'll see the TARDIS is parked up over there now. It just transports in and out when it likes, obviously, but that's now on the kind of, we call that the kind of Hall of Fame. It's all the previous mazes and little statues and things relating to that. And Colonel got a car for his birthday. It was Colonel's birthday last weekend, and we gave him his own Cobmobile, which is a 30-foot-long stretched limo in the shape of a sweet corn cob.
It was actually likely to be Natalie's graduation prize, but I gather you decided to veto that in the last moment, Jill.
Oh, definitely. I thought she looked better in a little
car.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay.
Why have a car when you can have a Cobmobile? That's what
I want one.
It's just over there, Natalie.
Check it out. Yeah.
And then, obviously, what else? Since you've come, we built something called Colonel's House of Corn Fusion, which is a bit like an old-fashioned fun house. It's full of interesting rooms that kind of warp your perception and leave you feeling a little corn-fused. So I think you guys are going to go and have a wander through there shortly.
Yeah. Absolutely. Brilliant. I mean, I'm already confused. I'm like a confused person as it is, so yeah.
Hold on, Natalie, you're missing the pun. It's corn-fused.
Corn. See, I'm so confused. I can't get it right.
Thank you.
And that's just part of life on the road with Natalie Tuck and her mum, and of course Southside Broadcasting. Tom, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts with your good self. I know we're looking to do a couple of visits this summer, so we'll hopefully catch up with you then. You've got to leave us now to head off and sort out a few other bits and pieces. But a reminder for people who are listening to this and they need to find the website, it is
all the W's, yorkmaze.com. Simple as.